The original TV dating show Blind Date looks like it's set for a comeback. Yes, it's understood that the show will be shown on Channel 5 later this year. Apparently, it is expected to make, it says here, a young and sexy return. Is it something that you would watch, or is Blind Date has it had its day, maybe? Is there no such thing as an original idea anymore? This is how you can tell that Stephen is off, because they've let Paul Martin back on. Good morning, Paul.
I'm back.
You're only ever on when I'm on, so I wouldn't take that as a compliment. Also with us...
I know this, I'm well aware of that.
Much more pleasant is Andrea McVeigh. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good to see you. Or speaking to Paul, it's been a while.
Don't be nice to Paul. It's Paul Martin, you realise who that is.
People need to be nice to me sometimes. It's Friday.
I don't know. What do you think, Andrea? Are you a fan of Blind Date? Are you glad to hear that it might be coming back?
Well, yes, I am. I mean, it's hard to believe that the 80s and 90s are now being seen as the golden age of TV. But in an era of Tinder, we have TV programmes like Naked Attraction, where people decide who they're going to date based on what they look like naked.
Don't mention that programme, Andrea, because we talked about that before, and Norman from Bangor accidentally watched it and was very upset, so let's avoid that conversation.
Well, that's okay. Skip over that. But, I mean, you know...
I don't know how you can accidentally watch an entire series, but anyway, I'm joking.
Terrestrial broadcasters are now facing so much competition from digital channels. You know, there's amazing things happening in Netflix. X Factor's over, dead. Britain's Got Talent, The Voice have all run their course. You know, we are looking back to a simpler time, and Blind Date now seems incredibly charming and naive in many ways, and wholesome family entertainment. So I actually think it's a great idea. I mean, you know, the new ideas, everybody, the sort of Alan Partridge monkey tennis type joke, that what will they think of next? You know, these ridiculous ideas for programmes. Why not go back? And some of the, you know, at its peak, Blind Date got 18 million viewers. Now, it's not going to get that again because of all the, you know, proliferation of different channels. But that means 18 million people remember it fondly. You know, why not? Let's go back to a simpler, more wholesome time. And let's get a Laura laugh.
Well, that's it, though. Paul Martin, some people will say that one of the big draws for Blind Date was Cilla Black, who, of course, is no longer with us. So this, it'll never be quite the same, quite as good.
It won't. And also, I think when these shows are brought back, we invariably see that they try and modernise them, which they've already said they're going to do. They try and make them cool and appeal to a younger audience. That's a different kind of TV show. The great thing about Blind Date, I actually, for a change, agree with Andrea. At the time, it was a real kind of family, gather around the TV kind of show, which everybody could see. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't sexualized or, you know, sensationalized in any way. It was brilliant. I think they're going to destroy the legacy. They'd be better off just leaving it as it was, which was a great show of its time. But now things have moved on. It's not relevant anymore. Cilla Black obviously isn't with us anymore. I don't see how in any way this is going to be anything more than, like, literally the best chance maybe two series with very, very poor ratings. I just don't think people will buy into it anymore. Things have moved on. Why can't we accept that?
Well, the new Cilla Black, Norman from Bangor, is with us now. Good morning, Norma. Norman, how I called you Norma. You can tell it's Friday. What do you think? Were you a fan of Blind Date? Are you glad to hear it's coming back?
Forget about Blind Date, Bennett. The best show that was on television...
Don't mention Naked Attraction. Do not make that. Mention that now.
On a Saturday night was a Generation Game.
Ach, it was all right.
All the family could have watched it and bring it back and put Stephen Nolan as a host. It would be hilarious for him.
You want Stephen on your TV more than he is at the minute.
Yes, Generation Game.
You're not sick of the sight of him. He's back on now. Nolan Live comes back on Wednesday.
It could be milking cows and all in the Generation Game. It would be hilarious, so it would.
He's milked a few cows. He could be.
Wouldn't you love to see him?
No, I wouldn't. I've had enough of him. Andrea, or Paul Martin, sorry, is it a case, that, in terms of original ideas, because people in these positions are paid millions and millions of pounds to come up with quite obviously effective and catchy TV programmes. And then just to say, let's just do what we did before and let's you know, revamp it, refresh it. Lazy.
Exactly. That's exactly the word. It's lazy. And we're seeing a lot more of it now with things coming back. And even movies like remakes. I do think it's lazy TV. I think Channel 5 are basically the kings of doing this kind of thing. They love buying over old shows and making them really, really badly. So, yeah, I think it is lazy. And it also shows, actually, that now people really have become so sick of the shows like The X Factor and other kind
but
of
but there's still millions
shows.
Watching it, Paul. I understand it's on the decline, but when you say, it's not doing so well, only 8 million watched, you know, it's still fairly impressive.
8 million, yeah, it's not an insignificant number, but it's terrible compared to like the 12 or 13 million it used to get. So I think now they're thinking, well, you know, we haven't got, and none of the new concepts are working. Let's go back to something that maybe worked 20 years ago. And it is lazy, and these people are getting overpaid. What they're doing, you know, I've sat in on these kind of commissioning meetings before, and there are usually some great young ideas out there, but to bring back a show that really passed its sell-by date 25 years ago, I think is absolutely pathetic.
Yes, Norman, I thought we'd cut you off. Go ahead, Norman.
Johnny, what do you call that other show that used to be on where the contestants from different parts of the country took part in it?
What? You need to be a bit more specific.
The show it used to be on, and it used to go across Europe with different cities taking part.
Eurovision.
And games.
It's a knockout, someone says.
It's a knockout,
that was a great show.
Right.
That was a great show.
Okay, well, maybe bring that back. Norman, I have to finish with you there. Thank you, Norman, very much. And thanks to Paul Martin and Andrea McVeigh as well.